Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdish, and Ryan Hwang with you. It's time now for the bigger picture.
The past few weeks, I would say, have been a blizzard of tailspins and headwinds. And you're going to courageously dive deep into some of these, aren't you, Ryan, to give us the bigger picture?
We will try to navigate this storm of headlines. And of course, really right atop the list is what's happening in Ukraine, where you've got the Russian invasion sending commodities into a bit of a tailspin, prices going up and down, mostly up. And you've got, of course, in China, the latest round of lockdowns, another headwind for global growth. And of course, tomorrow we will get, for almost certain, a Federal Reserve rate hike. Now, let's get a bigger picture from Mitul Kotecha. He is the Chief EM Asia and Europe Strategist for TD Securities. Morning, Mitul. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Mitul, great to have you on. Now, heading into the FOMC meeting, we've got quite a noisy backdrop. So let's start with what's happening in the oil prices space right now. And that seems to be easing up in recent days after huge jumps. Mitul, what's driving this change in direction? How much further do you see this going?
Well, I think overnight we actually had a fairly sizable decline in oil prices. So there's a lot of volatility in oil at the moment. But I think clearly fears about the impact of supply and obviously the impact of sanctions has pushed oil prices substantially higher in recent weeks. I think there is perhaps some hope or discussion that we may see supply from other sources, and deals potentially with Iran and the US and even Venezuela are being talked about. But reality is that oil has been buffeted by a number of factors. Now, growth concerns are intensifying, which ultimately is resulting in backwardation. In other words, further contracts of oil are actually more negative than the front month contracts. So now this is all very, very much pushing oil in different directions. But I do think, and our view is that oil will remain elevated in the current environment, and it still seems like there's risk to the upside.
Right, Mitul, on a related note, you've got reports that Saudi Arabia is in active talks with China to price some of its oil sales in the Chinese renminbi currency. It's been something they've been talking about for many years, but how realistic is this and what is the significance of this move?
Well, I think it is realistic. The issue is that it's from a very low base. I mean, oil, around 80% of oil is still priced in US dollars. And the fact is that the yuan is still very small in terms of its share of global trade transactions, even if China is the world's biggest trading country. So I think it would take time in any sense here to displace the dollar in terms of pricing oil. But nonetheless, again, you know, there is obviously moves in that direction. And I think it's very clear when you look at U.S. sanctions and especially on the usage of the dollar, there may be some countries trying to move around that in some ways. And so clearly there's upside scope for pricing oil in other currencies. And the yuan, you know, pushing in the yuan is something that is in line with China's efforts to internationalize the currency.
And of course, heading into the FOMC meeting, you've got the Fed having to do a bit of a weighing of sorts between inflation and whether it might do too much to derail the recovery of the economy. What are you expecting from the FOMC? Because earlier in February, we were looking out for 50 basis points in terms of a hike, but now it looks like it's dropping back slightly.
Well, we're looking for a 25 basis point hike from the Fed, and then we expect five additional hikes through every meeting to November. That should lift the Fed funds rate to around 1.5% to 1.75% by end of this year. Now, as you say, just a few weeks back, there was expectations of a 50 basis point move, but it's very clear now that with the concerns about the war in the Ukraine and growth expectations being hit, and of course, you've got a lot of supply-side pressures on inflation. It's really muddied the waters. But the reality is that the Fed is probably unlikely to hike as aggressively. I wouldn't rule out a 50 basis point hike at some point in the cycle. It's just unlikely to take place as the first move from the Fed at this meeting.
Yeah, looking at the rate hikes, Mitul, it looks like we've been seeing quite a firm dollar, a lot of investor flow into the US dollar. That's been supporting the upside for quite some time. And it looks like most roads lead to a firmer dollar, because if you look at what's happening in Europe, that's not doing too well. So conversely, it means traction for the US dollar. Where do you see the dollar heading after the FOMC moves?
Well, I think the dollar, as you said, remains very well supported, and clearly it's benefited to some extent from safe haven flows. The U.S. is more shielded in a way from what's happening with regards to Russia, Ukraine than Europe is. And Europe clearly is facing a lot more pressure on both on the prices front and economic front. For example, the US imports much less oil from Russia than Europe. But I think the dollar will remain firm going into the Fed meeting and probably firm after as well. Although historically, when we look at dollar moves, we find that the dollar does lose momentum in the weeks after the Fed hikes. Now, clearly, geopolitical tensions have muddied that, but we still see dollar remaining strong into the near term.
Yeah, there might be a factor of buy the rumor and sell the fact when it comes to the Fed rate hike. So something to look out for, perhaps. And talking about what's happening across the world in China, we've got a lot of pressure on Chinese stocks recently. There seems to be a perfect storm of reasons for that to happen. Do you see this as an attractive time to get in right now because of the valuations of these Chinese shares?
Well, I mean, valuations have clearly weakened substantially. It's a combination of factors, whether it's weaker growth, regulatory concerns, the increase in COVID cases and lockdowns, and also China's relationship with Russia and whether we could see secondary targets, secondary sanctions on Chinese companies. All of these factors have clearly weighed on Chinese assets. It may not be the time to jump in, but I think the reality is that stocks are much cheaper now, and I think ultimately we will see a rebound, but clearly there's still a lot of risks in the near term that could keep Chinese asset markets under some degree of pressure.
Okay, we've been chatting with Mithu Kotecha. He is the Chief EM Asia and Europe Strategist for TD Securities, and he's been helping us to break down what we might expect from the FOMC meeting that will be concluding tomorrow morning. Mithu, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.